Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Raw History. I want to give a disclaimer before the show starts and let you know that I will be discussing some matters that some people may be uncomfortable with listening to. I will be discussing my 3 failed attempts at suicide. I hope that by sharing this with you, you'll realize that there's always somebody who is willing to listen. Learn from my mistakes. Don't make it 1, 2, or even 3 attempts like I did. I encourage you to utilize your local and state facilities who may be able to offer you free or low-cost visits to see a psychiatrist or a therapist to help you get through this. I also want you to know that Raw History, the podcast, is a safe place where you can have your voice heard. You're never alone, I promise you. We'll get through this together. Stay safe. Growing up, I was never really one for school. And I say that because I went from having no cares to then having my whole life uprooted and my mom moving. You know, when you're at that age, you don't really think that that affects you, and I don't really think that it affected me in ways that it affects a lot of people, I guess. Elementary school wasn't bad. I did good, or I did okay. The problem was more so middle school, and that's when people started getting really cliquey. And if you weren't friends with, like, the it people, then you really didn't matter. And it got to the point where I started doing things and acting certain ways to either get attention or to get people to like me. One of the things I would always do is I would skip classes and go to lunch to hang out with different people. Because some of my friends were in different lunch periods. So I used to get made fun of a lot, and most of my friends were girls. And everyone would always, you know, oh, you're a faggot, you're a flamer. I don't even know if people use that word anymore, but I'm a flamer, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm not the type, you can say whatever you want. Now, as an adult, you can say whatever you want to me. It's not gonna affect me. Back then, when I still wasn't even sure who I was, what I wanted to be, who I wanted to love, that got to me. And it ultimately ended in me just not going to school. My dad would work in the morning when I lived with him. I would pretend to wake up and pretend to get on the bus, and I would just go back and go to bed. Like, I avoided gym class at all costs because I knew that I wasn't athletic, and I knew that everyone was gonna say that I was gay and this and that. And now who cares? I mean, if I'm bad at sports, I'm bad at sports. If I'm gay, I'm fucking gay. I don't care. But back then, tell it to someone who's like 14, 15, 16 years old. That's when I started really resenting who I was as a person. I stated 3 3 failed suicide attempts. Well, I'm going to tell you where I hope that by sharing this with you, you'll realize that there's always somebody who is willing to listen. Learn from my mistakes. Don't make it one, two, or even three attempts like I did. I encourage you to utilize your local and state facilities who may be able to offer you free or low-cost visits to see a psychiatrist or a therapist to help you get through this. I also want you to know that Raw History, the podcast, is a safe place where you can have your voice heard. You're never alone, I promise you. We'll get through this together. Stay safe. My first attempt at suicide, I was 16. I was told that I was going to be put in a special ed gym class because that's the class that I would always skip and, oddly enough, go to lunch. And everyone found out about it in school. And they decorated my entire locker, and not only were they calling me faggot and everything else, they were saying that I was mentally retarded. I was super upset about the whole situation, and I got home, and I got into a huge argument with my mom. And I remember telling her I was going to take a bath. I filled up the bathtub. I grabbed one of her razors. And I cut my arm pretty deep. But thankfully, I didn't do it the right way. I didn't do it deep enough as to where I needed stitches or anything like that. I actually used clear nail polish and band-aids to close up the cut. The second time was when my ex Brian and I broke up. This was right after my mom passed away. Literally months after my mom passed away. The first person that I ever wanted to spend the rest of my life with, left. And I know hindsight's 20/20, I kind of pushed him away. But dealing with my mom passing away, losing the then love of my life to a very disgusting way, I downed a bottle of Tylenol PM. I drank a full bottle of Jose Cuervo. I still have that bottle to this day. And I don't know why I woke up. I don't know how, and I don't know why. But I did. And you would think that I would learn my lesson after that. I didn't learn my lesson at all. I hope that by sharing this with you, you'll realize that there's always somebody who is willing to listen. Learn from my mistakes. Don't make it one, two or even three attempts like I did. I encourage you to utilize your local and state facilities who may be able to offer you free or low-cost visits to see a psychiatrist or a therapist to help you get through this. I also want you to know that Raw History, the podcast, is a safe place where you can have your voice heard. You're never alone, I promise you. We'll get through this together. Stay safe.
My last attempt, and I will hopefully say that this was and will be my last attempt, was actually not that long ago. It was earlier this year, actually only a couple of months ago, and it wasn't like I wanted to die. Not intentionally, I guess. More so subconsciously. And for the longest time, I had a pretty serious drinking problem. I drank every single day for about a year, heavily. Like, I would wake up, I would go to work, I would go to the liquor store, I would get annihilated, and I would pass out, wake up, and do the whole thing all over again. So I stopped drinking for about 3 or so years. I don't know if it was the stress between not working at the time, being back at my ex's, not having anything really to show for everything that I worked so hard for. All of that, I guess. I decided I was going to drink. And I took my medicine on top of it for anxiety. And you're not supposed to at all, but one drink isn't going to be the end of the world. But I drank a full bottle of vodka and I took 4 of my pills. I don't remember anything other than what I was told, being carried out of a tub, laying on the floor with vomit coming out. And I remember calling my cousin and telling her I didn't want to be here anymore. I couldn't do this anymore. She bought me a plane ticket. She bought me a plane ticket to go to Florida to be with her. And I didn't end up going. And I still, to this day, feel so bad that she wasted all that money on a plane ticket, and I scared my entire family. I think that was the wake up that I needed to know I can't drink like that. And I don't want to die. I will have moments where I might not want to be in that moment, and life may not be ideal. And there will be circumstances to come where my faith and my strength will be tested. But that doesn't mean that you have to die. Those were my 3 failed suicide attempts.
visits your local and state facilities who may be able to offer you free or low-cost visits to see a psychiatrist or a therapist to help you get through this. I also want you to know that Raw History, the podcast, is a safe place where you can have your voice heard. You're never alone, I promise you. We'll get through this together. Stay safe.